receive 24-hour assistance with dead batteries, flat tires, and even emergency towing. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
It's here, Atlanta. Sprint brings you the first and only wireless 4G network from a national carrier. So now you get 4G speeds up to 10 times faster than 3G. It's faster than anything wireless available from AT&T or Verizon. Right now, a woman in a coffee shop is streaming four HD videos at once. One for each of her espresso macchiatos with a double peppermint shot. Just plug the Sprint 3G 4G mobile broadband device into your laptop for blazing fast 4G speeds here in Atlanta and 3G nationwide. The only thing 4G can't help with? Atlanta traffic.
Come on, it's 2 o'clock. You have to be kidding me.
Pick up your free 3G 4G device today. Go to Sprint.com/4G, a Sprint store near you, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Welcome to the Now Network. Average 4G download speeds are 3 to 5 times faster than average 3G speeds. Coverage not available everywhere. 4G available in limited areas. Speeds vary. Ends 1-9-2010. Business accounts only. Excludes taxes and Sprint surcharges. Subject to 2-year agreement. Up to $36 activation. $200 early termination fees. Credit approval and deposit. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Football lives here.
Palmer to throw. He throws it on the field. Caldwell, touchdown! Andre Caldwell, middle of the field, wide open. Carson Palmer drilled it. Bengals have the lead with 22 seconds to play.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Meek 3D.
Steve Holman.
Play here. We're your home.
Your home for the Hawks.
For the Hawks. WQXI Atlanta.
94.1 FM on HD3.
A Big League Broadcasting Company.
High school recruiting has become a religion in Georgia.
And for the next 2 hours,
get ready to know everything about where your favorite player may be going
or how your college team is doing.
It's time for Score Atlanta's official visit, Atlanta's only high school recruiting show.
Good evening, Atlanta. We are back and better than ever. Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. I am Scott, the Brain Joanovich, joined, as always, by Doc Proc Fletcher Proctor. Of course, this is the Sal's only all-recruiting radio show, which we like to say makes us the very best in the business. Of course, we always have a great show planned for listeners out there, and today is no different. I should say tonight is no different. At 8:20, Grayson, defensive tackle, Joseph Champagne will be on the show. Joseph Fletcher.
It's going to be our first chance, or anybody's first chance, to talk to Joe Champagne after his ACL tear in the last game. Grayson knocking off Brookwood to pretty much clinch that region title, but the Gwinnett leading sack leader gone maybe for the rest of the regular season.
Absolutely, and of course that's huge news for both Joseph and Grayson. As you said, sack leader, great defensive lineman on the probably the state's top team. It's a huge loss. We'll talk to him about his recovery time and potentially if he can get back. At 8:50, we'll be joined by Loganville running back Storm Johnson to hear all the latest news in his recruitment. And at 9:20, McEachern running back Rajon Bennett, who we've talked about endlessly on this show, his dominance around the state of Georgia on the gridiron. We'll talk to him about that and more. But we have a lot of catching up to do with the recruiting happenings over the last week. Also, though, Fletcher, you and I were both where were we? Sandy Creek?
We got to see Rajon Neal and Isaiah Johnson of Sandy Creek, and really a couple of players that were outstanding. They both made outstanding plays. Rajon Neal, Rajon Bennett. Who's the better Rajon? We'll break that down a little bit later in the show.
Yeah, absolutely. But to get to the updates from the week, Hillgrove High School has been nice to Georgia Tech in the 2000 recruiting class. And if the Yellow Jackets have anything to say about it, they'll receive from that school again in 2011 because Hillgrove safety Marcus was in Atlanta two weeks ago for the Rambling Rex game with UNC. The 6-foot, 175-pound prospect had a great time on his visit. Is looking at UCLA and Southern Cal. But this is an interesting recruitment because he's a top player in the state next year, and of course Tech has already received a commitment from St. John Days, the quarterback at Hillgrove, and will likely get a commitment from Jabari Hunt Days in the next class. So that could be a pretty good trio for the Tech out of one high school.
I was just going to say, let's not count the chickens before they hatch. Georgia Tech probably thought they had a pretty good shot at Connor Shaw, too, out of Flowery Branch because of J-Bo Shaw.
I actually think the question, you're of course referring to Jabari Hunt Days and his relation to St. John and whether or not they'll get
right.
I think the question is, will Tech offer him? I think that's a bigger question than if he would actually go to Tech. Because I think he and St. John, I don't think Jabari will even consider the school he goes to. I think he's going to go wherever St. John goes. And, of course, St. John's going to Georgia Tech. So I think the big question is, will they offer him? But another 2011 recruit for Tech fans to look out for is Marist offensive tackle Justin Olderman. He was also in Atlanta 2 weeks ago and has visited Vanderbilt.
I love how you say he's in Atlanta. He lives in Atlanta.
That's a good point. But Tech's located in Atlanta. He was on the flats.
There you go.
He was on the flats 2 weeks ago.
Around North Avenue area.
Also visited Vanderbilt, though, of course, like a lot of players from the state of Georgia. We'll talk about them a little later.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Is considering North Carolina, North Carolina State, Virginia, and Wake Forest. Moving on to the Georgia beat, they are also recruiting the class of 2011 quite strongly, and that starts with North Carolina quarterback Christian LeMay. Kids from Gainesville, which is something to watch out for.
Gainesville, Georgia.
Right.
Because there's also a Gainesville, Florida.
Florida. He was in Athens for their narrow loss to LSU, but the 6'2", 200-pounder already has an offer from Georgia and is a lock to play in the SEC. If you've read any stories on him, he's all about playing in the SEC, so that's something to look out for. Of course, big-time offensive lineman Juwan James out of North Gwinnett. If you've followed his recruitment at all, you know he was in Athens both 2 weeks ago and 3 weeks ago. He was also, though, unfortunately, in Knoxville this last weekend to watch what was an unfortunate performance by the Bulldogs, to say the least.
Well, I think if you're Juwan James, you can look and say, hey
they need some
I could start right now.
Hey, listen, and we're going to talk in this next segment, we're going to talk about the impact of losses in general on recruiting for specific teams. And we'll talk specific about Georgia's struggles on the football field. But Juwan James is considering Tennessee, has plans to visit UCLA. I'm not convinced. I don't care what he saw last Saturday. I think Georgia's in the lead for James's services. Tucker linebacker James Vodders was also there to catch. He's also there to catch the LSU game. He came out, though, this week and said he's going to be narrowing his list down in the coming weeks. That'll be something interesting to look out for. He has plans to visit Florida on October 17th and has also plans to go out to California to visit both Stanford and USC in November. He's an interesting story because not only is he arguably the top recruit in Georgia for the class of 2011, but he's gotten the ball rolling, at least on the recruiting front, very early, like a lot of kids did this year. So I mean, his recruitment could be done in the coming months, for all we know.
Yeah, he's a guy that I don't know if you had a chance to see Tucker last year. Tucker, of course, had a couple of good linebackers last year, Jonathan Davis being one of them. This guy probably better than Jonathan Davis, and that's scary because Jonathan Davis was an incredible talent.
He also has a 4.0 GPA and is smart. We had him on our show a couple weeks ago. He was very well-spoken and extremely intelligent kid. Couple other quick notes. Watts Danzler was also in Athens. We noted that 2 weeks ago, actually a couple days after his LSU his visit to Georgia for the LSU game. The interesting note on him, though, is he's narrowed his list to five. Will narrow his list to five in the coming months, but as of now, he has named Georgia and Auburn his two leaders. He will definitely visit both schools. And finally, Lowndes offensive tackle Ed Christian will be visiting Auburn this weekend. He has canceled his visit to Clemson. We'll still go to Lane Kiffin's coming to him this Thursday. It's a battle between Auburn, Alabama, Florida, and Tennessee. I like Auburn's chances. Of course, you're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Score Atlanta is the ATL's only football plus sports paper, and is available at all Metro Quick Trips, Kroger's, and Blockbusters.
Joe Peachtree, the FFL guru guys, and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Mr. College Football, Tony Barnhart. They all blog at 790thezone.com.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, this is your lucky day. Make that month, because it's Ford Truck Month, and that means savings on the best-selling trucks 32 straight years. And leading this herd is the Ford F-150. It's not just a truck, it's an F-150. Now get 0% APR for 60 months or $4,500 cash back on an 09 F-150. Plus, Ford Credit is there to help you with the financing. Or climb behind the wheel of an 09 Ford Super Duty and save mucho dinero with 0% APR for 60 months or $5,000 cash back. Hey, this is the original, the one and only, the real deal. So to hit it big on every built Ford Tough truck, forget Vegas. It's Truck Month, only at your local Ford dealer.
Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance with 10% down. Cash back includes customer cash and retail open bonus cash. Not available on F-150 regular cab and Raptor. For all offers, take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 10/5/09. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
I'm headed into town and I know where I'm going. I know where I'm going. I think I know where I'm going. Wait, where am I going?
OnStar, do you need directions downloaded to your car, Mr. Hagen?
Yes. With turn-by-turn navigation, thinking you know quickly becomes knowing for sure. OnStar is standard for the first year on 14 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. Turn-by-turn not available in certain areas.
Hey, Mr. Crabtree.
Yeah?
I just heard Staples is offering 50% back in Staples rewards on all copies.
Staples is what?
Staples is offering 50% back in Staples rewards on all copies.
All copies?
Yep.
Get out of town. Even this 100-page report.
Uh-huh.
On colored paper.
Doesn't matter.
It's legal size.
No sweat.
For color.
Done.
We're done.
That's right. Now get 50% back in Staples rewards on all copies. Save the easy way. Staples. That was easy. Limited time offer. See staplesrewards.com for additional offer requirements and limitations.
The Hot Morning Show.
Mayhem in the AM.
Wednesday on Mayhem in the AM, Tony Barnhart, the best in the business, joins us to talk some college football at 7:40. Marcellus Wiley from ESPN talks some NFL, as does Mike North from Chicago. Talk to me like that.
The Hot Morning Show.
Morning 6 to 11.
Hot Morning Show.
On 790 The Zone.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to the South's one and only all recruiting radio show. Makes us the very best in the business, of course. That is Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Score Atlanta and Georgia Public Broadcasting webcast a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com. This week, it will be Peachtree Ridge against Collins Hill. Tune in for Charles Ward and Fletcher Proctor. Hey, that's me.
Should be a dandy. If we're talking recruiting, you got Bradley Roby, the big-time receiver out of Peachtree Ridge, going to Vanderbilt. Of course, Collins Hill running back, Charles Perkins, going to Tech. So it should be a good one to watch, especially if you're interested in recruiting. With that said, if you're listening to the show, you're probably well aware of all that's going on in Athens, about the Georgia football program. Of course, they've had some good games this year, but they also of late have been struggling. Most recently and most notably, 45-19 defeat. I think, was that the score?
It was something like that.
Something like that.
And
the score is not important.
I actually kind of chuckled a little bit when I read in the in one of the papers around town how they said Georgia's really close to being 0-6 this season.
That's absurd.
That is absurd because they were close to being 5-0 entering LSU.
Absolutely. And
they lose to a team with an ineligible player, prominently featured on it.
And I firmly believe.
And then a bogus call.
And I firmly believe.
5-1 dogs.
Especially when you're talking a good program like Georgia. You're less likely to lose following losses. So with every loss, you're less and less likely to lose. Had they lost one of the games they won, they probably would have won the next one that they ended up losing.
Exactly.
Whatever. It's a crazy idea to even discuss. But with that said, they have been struggling. Of course, everyone knows that. And the discussion that we would like to have is how is that going to impact their recruiting? My first question for you, Fletcher, is what would you do in terms of this staff? Of course, there are a lot of Georgia fans who are calling for certain coaches to be let go, certain changes to be made. The question is, though, of course, this is a recruiting show, and changes along the staff, if you make changes to your staff, it inevitably affects either negatively or positively, usually negatively, it affects your recruiting efforts. So my question for you, Fletcher, is what if you are a Georgia fan, you're obviously a Georgia analyst and follow the program as closely as you can.
Well, when you graduate from Georgia,
right,
you tend to be.
You're extremely close to the program, both subjectively and objectively speaking.
Okay, here's what I guess you're asking. What should Georgia do to its coaching staff with recruiting in mind? Well, I think that the number one thing that everybody wants, that all the Georgia fans and all the Georgia alums and everybody that's calling for blood, they're calling for Willie Martinez blood, okay, as the defensive coordinator, obviously. Now, before the season started, Mark Richt, I don't know if it was foresight, I don't know if it was to keep or to retain a member of his staff, John Jancic, who was the linebackers coach, was actually offered a defensive coordinator position down in Florida somewhere, I believe it was Central Florida. Richt, in order to keep them on the staff, named him co-defensive coordinator. Now, I thought that possibly this was also a safeguard when, if Willie Martinez did stumble, Mark Richt could easily just transfer play calling duties to John Jancic. Now,
right. If
Willie Martinez does get the boot at the end of the season, whatnot, I don't think it's going to affect recruiting all that much. because even though we've had Willie Martinez on the show before, it seems like all the players we talk to that love Georgia are going to Georgia because of Rodney Gardner. Okay, now if you lost Rodney Gardner, say when he was flirting with going to Tennessee or flirting to go to Auburn or LSU a few years back, that, I mean, you saw a few years ago when Les Miles wanted to hire him, Mark Richt canceled a trip to Hawaii to stay home and recruit Rodney Gardner to stay. Why? Because he is Mr. Recruiter. He's the one that's going into the living rooms in Carver and in Booker T. Washington and all those places drawing the recruits in. I think if this were Rodney Gardner that was feeling the heat, it would affect recruiting much more than it is right now.
So what you're saying is the loss of Willie Martinez, were they to get rid of him, it would not affect recruiting.
No, because you've got a co-defensive coordinator, and to be completely honest, Willie Martinez, yeah, he's also the secondary coach. However, I'm not sure any of his players of late have really made that much, in terms of strides, because he's focused on the entire defense, not just the secondary.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with you. I think there's two things that Georgia needs to consider, though, if they do get rid of Martinez. One, if you do, you got to make either a great hire from outside the program. And when I say great, I mean not someone who's not known, a big-name guy who recruits will immediately accept, or hire from within, replace him from within. Both are legitimate, reasonable options.
See, here's where, I don't really understand the whole situation of calling for Willie Martinez's head. I think Willie Martinez, he's got a defensive scheme, okay, that I think actually it works well. You know, we saw it in 05 when they won the SEC championship. It worked pretty well then. In 07, it worked well. He seems the last 2 years, last year and this year, it seems like he doesn't have the personnel for that scheme. So you would think that he would adjust his scheme to fit the personnel. And I don't know if it's stubbornness or what, that he's just refusing to do that. He's trying to fit these pieces that would be better in, say, a 5-2 or a 3-4 or whatever into the thing that he has. And he just doesn't have the pieces for his scheme. So change the scheme.
You know, you make an interesting point, because this topic has been discussed at length all across Georgia over the last week, but nobody seems to bring up the fact that for a while, Willie Martinez was a really, really good coordinator and thought of
the number one defense
extremely highly
in the conference, I think, 2 years ago.
This is a new this is a two-year problem, and so I think everyone assumes that it's Willie Martinez, that he's the one to blame, but it may be a deeper issue than that. But well, let's change. What about Bobo?
Mike Bobo, in terms of the offense, I think Mark, Matt Stafford did not come to Georgia because Mike Bobo was going to be the quarterback's coach. Okay, he came to Georgia because of Mark Richt. And anybody that's come to Georgia, Aaron Murray, he came because of Mark Richt. A.J. Green came because of Mark Richt. I mean, if you want to get rid of Bobo or just drop Bobo back to not doing the plays and have Mark Richt call the plays, that's fine. They're coming. All these offensive players are coming to Georgia because of Mark Richt. No offense to Bobo. I love Mike Bobo. You know, he's a great player. I think he's going to be a good coach eventually. They're coming because of Mark Richt.
Right.
Now, do the struggles on the field hurt the Dogs in terms of recruiting? I'm not certain it does. You take a look at, they struggled last year. They still had a top 10 recruiting class. They're struggling again this year. And look, they've already signed pretty much every top player in the state of Georgia: Alec Ogletree, Garrison Smith, all those kids. They're all going to Georgia. Why? Because of Rodney Gardner, because of Mark Richt. You know, to an extent, I guess you can say because of Willie Martinez, but they're coming, I think, more for the relationship they're building with their recruiting coordinator.
Yeah, I think bad relations between coaches, scandals, those types of negative publicity, the bad stuff that goes on at certain schools, I think that really hurts recruiting efforts. I'm not convinced that what happens on the field is really a big concern to recruits. We ask them every week, and one guy—
Relationships is what it is. It's relationships.
Right. Lane Kiffin, if he knows two things at this point in his life, it's two things. One, how to lose as a head coach, and two, how to recruit. He's great at both.
How to take his shirt off and holler
UT
Wild Boys.
He's a great recruiter, and as a head coach,
UT Wild Boys.
He's great at losing, and so he's very familiar with this issue. And here's a quote it's funny, but here's a quote he came out with recently: "As much as you want to win every game, it's not maybe as important in recruiting as we believe it to be because they're not here right now. The recruits we're recruiting are not here right now. That record doesn't affect them. They see the failure, they see what's going on, but they think of themselves." I think his idea is, They can see all the struggle they want, but they think of themselves as the answer. And so in that respect,
well,
it doesn't hurt as
I'll
much.
Say this. Lane Kiffin might be able to sell ketchup popsicle to a woman with white gloves, as we heard on the station the other day. But after a while, if you don't win, if you don't back it up with the win, and don't get me wrong, the win over Georgia was very big for him. But eventually, he's got another big game this week. He's got another big game next week, next couple of weeks. I think eventually you're going to find out if he's a snake oil salesman or if he's the real deal.
Well, he is, and he's used this win he's using it as a tool to recruit the state.
Hey, I tell you what, if he gets some of those top uncommitted prospects like Ed Christian and all those guys, I'm not sure Ed Christian's even on Georgia's list right now.
Right.
You know,
he's going to use this win to recruit the state.
Let's see if he steals Garrison Hurst. Let's see if he steals
Garrison
Alex Ogletree. Garrison Smith.
I was going to say, I couldn't even think of who you're talking about. There's one other guy before we get a quick commercial break. Juwan James.
If he can swipe Juwan James away,
that's the big
issue. Then maybe I'll start buying into Lane Kiffin.
There you go. You heard it here. When we come back, we will talk to Grayson defensive tackle Joseph Champagne. You are listening to Sports Radio 7-9 of the Zone and Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Score Atlanta and 7-9 of the Zone team up to broadcast a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com and 7-9ofthezone.com.
Football is about controlling that anger, harnessing that aggression into a team effort.
Some call him the best play-by-play voice in America. We call him ours.
Wes Durham, the voice of the Jackets and Falcons.
Son, what a grab!
Plays here all season long.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. Football lives here.
Smokers, tired of being told when and where you can light up? That's why I got Smokestar. Smokestar is the innovative new electronic smoking device that doesn't contain harmful ingredients such as tobacco, nicotine, or tar. Smokestar looks and tastes real, but doesn't emit secondhand smoke or make your clothes and hair smell. It gives off realistic water smoke rings like traditional cigarettes. It's just like the real thing and can even satisfy your cravings. This is a cleaner alternative that will save you lots of money and will allow you to smoke without all the harmful side effects. Virtually anywhere. For a limited time, Smokestar is giving all radio listeners the ultimate deal. They're going to let you try their product free. That's $100 value free. Stop jeopardizing your health with traditional cigarettes. Call now and get your Smokestar for free. That's $100 value, but you must call now. 1-888-311-9944. That's 888-311-9944. 1-888-311-9944.
Right, let's get down to brass tacks. GEICO's the third largest car insurance company in the nation with a 97% customer satisfaction rating. We insure over 18 million drivers and we're dedicated to keeping every one of them happy. And geckos are hard workers. Okay, to be honest, I don't know any other geckos in the biz. Well, there's a lizard in accounting, but we just say hello in the hallway. I think his name's Steve.
GEICO. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Hello and welcome back to the show. Okay, with us today is that stack of money with the giant googly eyes. The money you could be saving with GEICO. Tell me, it's really easy to get you. You just go to geico.com, right? Let's try two blinks for yes and one for no. Wait, did you just blink twice or once? Because I blinked and I missed it. I keep blinking.
GEICO. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
It's time for the Daily Buzz. A look inside Yellow Jacket Athletics, heard exclusively on 790 The Zone.
The 19th-ranked Yellow Jackets survived an offensive showdown this past Saturday in Tallahassee, Florida, defeating the Seminoles 49-44. After the game, head coach Paul Johnson shared a little bit of detail about what his halftime speech consisted of.
Keep encouraging them to hold serve. Got to score when you get it. And, you know, once we held them to that field goal, I knew we could get ahead. And we got up 4, and then we got a stop and got up 11. And from that point on, if you score, you're going to win.
The 19th-ranked Yellow Jackets will host the 4th-ranked Virginia Tech Hokies Saturday at 6 o'clock.
This has been the Daily Buzz on 790 The Zone, presented by the Paul Johnson Call-In Show. Join us live each Wednesday night at 7 at Fox Sports Grill and Atlantic Station.
Fox
Sports Grill at Atlantic Station is the place to be every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 for the Paul Johnson Show. Wes Durham will be joined by the Jackets head coach each week to talk about the program, the ACC, or anything else you want to discuss. You can ask questions of the coach live or call into the show at 866-477-7020. What better way to get all the info you want on the Jackets than from the head coach himself? So be there Wednesday nights at 7 for the Paul Johnson Radio Show from ISP Sports.
Okay, football fans, your fantasy league pays you for knowing which players are going to score each week, but will they cough up $25,000? I didn't think so. But what if I told you there's a simple contest that does, and all you have to do is predict the score of the Atlanta game? Each week, one lucky winner has the chance to go home with up to $25,000 towards a year's worth of mortgage. Sponsored by Equifax, the guys who provide your score and help to protect the power of your credit. Go to scorecontest.com to make your predictions. Hey, you could win big, and that's a fact, not fantasy. Go to scorecontest.com now.
And Bill.
Hey, this afternoon, some Tech Talk, baby. We're down at the Fox Sports Grill at Atlantic Station getting ready for the Paul Johnson Coaching Show. Brad Nessler from ESPN and ABC at 4:40. Shannon Chubb going to talk to football at 5:10. And we're going to talk to Coach Paul Hewitt getting ready for Tech Hoops. Come on, Tech fans. Join us.
Afternoons 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
We are back and better than ever on a beautiful evening in Atlanta at Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to the Sal's only all-recruiting radio show, which makes us the very best in the business. That's Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Every Friday night, Score Atlanta is the only real-time high school scoreboard for every game in the state. This year, the scoreboard is available at AJC.com and ScoreATL.com. And Scott, we've got a special guest, but first, you've got breaking news.
Yeah, I just got a text from Charlie Kay, the publisher and editor of SouthernPigskin.com, one of the South's best websites for sports information. And apparently, Rick Tomberlin, the head coach at Valdosta High School, coming off a unimpressive, I believe, 57-15 loss to Lowndes, was fired from Valdosta today. Of course, that's home to Jay Rome, the tight end, arguably the state's best recruit for 2011. So Rick Tomberlin gone at Valdosta. Big news for high school football fans around the state.
So from one of the top juniors in the state to one of the top seniors in the state, we go right now to the phone line.
Joseph Champagne, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
How's it going tonight, Joe?
It's going very well. How about yourself?
Doing quite well. Happy to have you on the show. Now, well, before we get to recruiting, Joseph, I know you suffered an unfortunate injury recently to your ACL. Can you tell us about how devastating that was for you, but also talk a little about your recovery time and what your plans are in the future to get back on the field?
Yes, sir. Well, we played Brookwood this week at Brookwood, and we came away with a victory, 22-12. And I was running after the quarterback, and one of their linemen blitz peeled, and I got hit in the knee, and unfortunately, it tore my ACL. My knee got dislocated and snapped my ACL. But, I went off the field and I came back in trying to finish the game. And I actually finished the series. And I came back out and my coaches sat me and told me I was done. So we put some ice on my knee. And I went to the doctor the next morning, got an MRI. And they clarified that my knee was, dislocated and snapped my ACL. So, that hit the team pretty hard because, we're all emotional about it. And, I'm a good leader on the team. And, but I'm still going to be there for the team. I'm going to be the emotional leader that I am. I'm going to pick people up, and I'm going to help the defensive lineman behind me step up. And, we're going to push through this, and we're going to make a run for that state title. But as for my knee, as recovery time and to get back on the field with my teammates, right now I'm going to rehab it. I'm going to ice it, try to get the swelling down. And I'm going to get an ACL brace. And I'm going to, try to rehab it and get the strength back in it and strengthen the muscles around it. And I'm looking for about 4 or 5 weeks before I can step back out on the field with my team. But I am going to try.
Now, Joseph, is this something where you can literally play on it and it won't do any, more damage to it? Is that the only reason you're going back out there? Or is this strictly because you're a senior and, hey, it's a chance for the state playoffs?
Well, it's both. I am going to have surgery after the season. So if there's any more damage, then they can just fix it when they go back in there to repair my ACL. But also it's that senior pride coming out in me. I've been playing with my teammates since fourth grade, and we have great team chemistry, and we're a bunch of brothers out there on the field. And I've dedicated myself to my team and also to my coaches and to the community to be there for them on the team. And, you know, I feel obligated to, you know, try to push my knee and try to get back out there and play with them because, you know, this is my last chance. I am a senior, and, you know, you're not guaranteed tomorrow. And, you know, having my knee injury has just shown this to me that, you know, you're not guaranteed anything. So I'm going to try to go back out there and, you know, play with my knee. And if anything does get damaged, then, you know, I'm just going to bite my lip and see what the doctors tell me.
Yeah, Joseph, we wish you the best of luck recovering from that injury. I know both you and the Grayson Rams are a ton of fun to watch. But switching fields a little bit, getting to recruiting. Before the injury, you were having a great year. Of course, you led the state in sacks last year, and you were having another great year this year. Talk about how much recruiting had changed during the season and some of the schools that are that were really starting to recruit you harder and harder after the season got going.
Yes, sir. You know, well, last year coming out as a junior, I started a couple games at guard on offense, and then they switched me to defensive end. And, you know, I had great coaches there that had my back, and they helped coach me up all the way. And, you know, they got me playing defense real well. And I actually was leading the county and maybe the state in sacks last year. And, you know, that's when the colleges came knocking on my door. Also, as, you know, we went into the semifinals, you know, that was a huge step for our program. And, you know, definitely colleges came knocking. And I actually picked up a few offers before spring practice. And I had schools looking at me, like Stanford, BYU, Troy, Air Force, Navy, Georgia Southern, and Furman. I had just a bunch of schools looking at me and talking to me, and some laid down an offer on the table. But, you know, I don't really know where I'm going right now. You know, my knee has messed up on me in that Brookwood game. But, you know, I'm going to fight through it. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see where the college's recruits, you know, pick up on this after my knee injury.
Well, you've got a teammate, Corey Gaines, that's headed out to BYU. Have you guys talked maybe about becoming a package deal, or is it something where you want to strike out on your own maybe to a Stanford?
Yes, sir. You know, all my teammates, you know, Terry Williams, Sean Green, and Corey and Ian, we've all thought about, you know, going to the same college, you know, playing with each other. But you know what? It's really best that I go where it's going to fit me. And, right. You know, me and Corey talked about going to BYU. Me and Terry have talked about going somewhere big, and me and Sean have talked about going to Georgia Tech. And, you know, it's just really, you know, where we're going to go is where it's best for us, and it's going to help us in the future. So, you know, we goof off in the locker room and stuff. We talk about, you know, it'd be nice to play on the same team and have our brothers back out there with us in college. But, you know, we're not too serious about playing with each other in college. So this is our last year.
Well, Stanford, they've actually hit the state of Georgia really hard, it seems, with a bunch of players headed out to Stanford last year as well as this year. What is it that Coach Jim Harbaugh says, I guess, to everybody that gets them to go 3,000 miles, and what's your relationship been like with him?
Coach Harbaugh me and him have talked on the phone, and he's a great guy. He's a great coach. He's definitely turning the Stanford program around. They're seeing the hot spots for football, and that's in Georgia. And he's definitely told me that they're going to try recruiting, you know, the hot athletes out of the state of Georgia to better their program. And me and him have talked. I've also talked with the running backs coach because I was getting recruited for fullback out there, Willie Taggart, Coach Taggart, Coach T. And he's a great guy. You know, I went out there and I ran through a camp and ran fullback for him. In the summertime, you know, I looked good, did well. And the offer's still down. You know, basically, the thing that strikes you is BCS football and Ivy League education, and you really cannot beat that out there at Stanford. So, you know, most people are traveling because, you know, education is going to, you know, benefit them in the future. Also, they get to play, you know, big-time football against, you know, Southern Cal and, you know, Washington and everybody in their division. So, I mean, it's huge football and a great education. You really just can't beat that.
Yeah, we're talking to Grayson defensive lineman Joseph Champagne. And, Joseph, sticking with BYU and Stanford, I know you visited both schools. Talk about your experiences at both. And maybe compare them a little and tell us which one you actually enjoyed more.
All right. Well, I went to BYU first. And BYU in the mountains, it was beautiful, beautiful weather. It actually snowed in the summertime when we got up there, so it was pretty cool to see that. Coach Cafusi, Coach Bronco Mendenhall, I both got to sit down and talk to them. Bronco Mendenhall is a great guy. You know, he's real true in his faith, and you know, it's a good thing to see out of a coach. You know, he puts his faith first and academics before everything else. The facilities were unbelievable, top-notch. It was just a great school. And on the other hand, you had Stanford, who where it was warm. It was on the beach, kind of. Palm Street Drive was beautiful. Palm trees lining the drive was awesome. Coach Harbaugh, and I told you, he's a great guy. You know, he definitely wants to win ball games, and he puts that first in that program. He's trying to turn it around. Same thing with Coach Taggart. He was a great guy. We sat down with the admissions, and we talked to him about getting in with grades and everything. And, you know, you just really cannot beat the Stanford education. But, you know, comparing the two schools, you know, BYU and Stanford, you look at the education and then you look at the football. But you know, I really didn't sit down and, you know, pick which one was my favorite or anything. I just looked at which one could benefit me in the future. And like I told you, that Stanford education, it's going to hold weight. So Stanford was beautiful, and so was BYU. And I loved my going out there and visiting the schools and meeting with the coaches and sitting down and talking with them.
Yeah, beyond Stanford and BYU, are there any other schools you're seriously considering? And have you thought about your five official visits and to which schools you will go?
Right now, I'm looking into Furman. I'm actually going up there this weekend on a little visit to check out a game with a couple friends. So that'll be a good experience. They call me on a regular basis, so I've been talking to them. It's very close to my home, only 2 hours away, so that's a huge plus. You know, only problem with BYU and Stanford is the distance. And, you know, maybe I'm looking to stay on the East Coast, you know, be close to my family. Maybe my parents can come out and see me, you know, every game, which would be really nice. So, but with my five official visits, you know, I really have not sat down and discussed that or thought about that. My focus has just been on, you know, getting my knee well and, you know, make a run for that state championship with my teammates at Grayson. So that's number one right now.
We're talking to Grayson defensive tackle Joseph Champagne, and I say defensive tackle. Have you thought about possibly what you're going to play at the next level? I noticed you said you were talking to Stanford possibly about a fullback. Do you envision yourself playing offense, or is it going to be defense? I mean, you led the county with 14 sacks last year. Describe yourself as a player and how you might play at the next level.
You know, as a high school athlete right now, you know, my best feature is my motor. I never stop. I always play every play like my hair's on fire, like my coach says, and I never stop. So, you know, with that motor, I'm going to carry that on with me to the college level. No matter where I go, I'm always going to play fast, I'm going to play hard, and I'm going to pursue the ball. But as college, really any position is fine with me. I just really want to get on the field and help that college team, wherever I'm going to be at, out, and, you know, benefit that team in whatever way I can. If it's, you know, gaining 20 pounds, 20, 30 pounds and moving the defensive tackle, then I got to do that for the team. If it's, you know, staying the same weight and playing linebacker and learning a new position, then I'm totally fine with that. Or if it's moving sides, you know, over to offense, you know, and blocking, I have no problem with that. I've always had my hand down in the stance. So it's no problem no matter which position I play. A lot of colleges are recruiting me, you know, for all three positions, hoping, you know, that they'll find the perfect fit for me when I get there. So really, I'm just hoping to carry my motor with me in whatever position I play, and I'll just benefit that team in whatever way I can when I get to that level.
We're finishing up with Grayson defensive lineman Joseph Champagne. And one last question, Joseph. Do you have a timetable for your decision? And if you had to pick a leader right now, who would it be?
Right now, I really don't have a leader. So that's a question a lot of people ask me, and you know, they get turned away with, you know, I don't know. So I really don't know. You know, I'm going to just play it by ear right now. And as time gets closer to signing day, I'm going to sit down with my family members. I'm going to weigh my options and, you know, find which place for me is going to benefit me the most in the future, and which one's going to have the most impact on my life, you know, coming down the line.
So you will wait?
Yes, sir. I'm going to wait.
All right. Hey, Joseph, we appreciate you taking the time out of, I'm sure, a very busy schedule to join us, and wish you the best of luck recovering from that knee injury and along the recruiting trail.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks again. Of course, that was Joseph Champagne, the dominant defensive lineman, Grayson High School. We do have to get to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we will release our newest top 10 list, thanks to Big B Brian Jones. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready for some football?
Football.
Troy Aikman, Tim Brando, and the best national coverage of college and pro football anywhere. We're your home for sporting news radio. 790 The Zone. Football lives here.
Hey, aren't you Drew Serza, the expert on wings?
That's me, the Wing King. Wherever there's football and these new Wing Street wings from Pizza Hut, I'll be there.
Ah, I heard Pizza Hut has wings now. Are they the real deal?
Wing Street wings are award-winning.
But are they really as good as Wing Bar wings?
I've been in a lot of great wing joints, and these are as good as any I've tasted.
But
I'm talking lip-smacking, sauce-smothered wings made to order.
Wow.
With three kinds. Crispy bone-in, bone-out, and traditional. Eight intense flavors from buffalo burning hot to honey barbecue. That's 162 options.
Impressive.
I know. I did the math in my head. Try one. I'm guessing you're a buffalo burning hot fan.
Yeah, how'd you know?
Mmm. They don't just make anyone the Wing King. And now I get the official wing of football delivered to my door any day of the week.
Nice.
See that girl? She's definitely a buffalo burning hot. You're perfect for each other.
Thanks, Drew.
Introducing Wing Street Wings, only from Pizza Hut. Order online or on your iPhone.
Not available at all Pizza Hut locations. Prices, participation, delivery charges, and areas, and minimum purchase requirements for delivery may vary. Serza is a paid endorser.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. The last time you heard a home alarm siren go off, did you do anything? Sirens are so commonplace that they're ignored. The best way to protect your house is with the voice of a live person. With Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice, installation, activation, warranty-free, and it's only $25 a month for monitoring. Call today.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
We're going to have us a little game of football.
Is there anything sports more American than high school football?
I think not.
Every Friday night, kick off your weekend with the best Atlanta high school football has to offer with Friday Night Live on 790 The Zone. Brought to you by Metro PCS, Taco Bell, and Score Atlanta. Check out 790thezone.com for the schedule so you don't miss a minute of the action. Friday Night Live is heard only on 790 The Zone. Football lives here.
Diving into the end zone around the left edge.
Hey, Jacket fans, Georgia Tech football is full steam ahead.
Intercepted. Touchdown, Georgia Tech.
Moving down the track towards ACC matchups with Virginia Tech and Wake Forest.
The pitch, and it's Roddy Jones. Open field.
And making a run for the ACC championship.
Touchdown, Georgia Tech.
Get on board to experience all the Yellow Jacket action. Tickets on sale now. Call 888-TECH-TICKS or log on to www.ramblinrec.com.
Football lives here.
In motion comes Jones. Nesbitt to Dwyer. Left side 40. 45, 50. Thomas gets him a block. 30. 25, 20. 10, 5. The Diesel takes it to the house.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Make sure to check out scoreatl.com for the best high school sports coverage, and now your chance to sign up for the Georgia High School Football Daily Email Newsletter, which comes out every weekday morning and is filled with the best high school sports news around.
I, of course, am Scott, the self-proclaimed Brain Janovich, joined, as always, by Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor.
And we got the penthouse pimp producing the show tonight.
There you go.
Fletcher. I feel like we've arrived. Thanks, Mark.
Finally arrived. Right?
That's for you.
It's taken a while. It's taken a while for us to gain a little acceptance, a little following, but it's done. It's been done. Anyway, Fletcher, it's come point, the point in our show, probably the most popular part of our show. It's Big B's Top 10 every week. Brian Jones of Score Atlanta.
He came up with this concept. David Letterman ripped it off from Big B.
He did. Years ago. 30 years ago.
Years ago.
Every week, Big B comes up with a new list, a new top 10 list, ranking something having to do with recruiting and or basketball or football. This week, we're talking the best recruits still on the University of Georgia's recruiting board.
Now, this was actually a collaboration between you
and Big
B.
I did interject in the end because I thought there were some changes.
You and Big B, collaboration.
Collaboration.
You know what it's kind of like?
Or a collision.
It's kind of like when Jay-Z and Linkin Park got together.
Who's Jay-Z in this? I don't want to be Linkin Park.
Big B.
Oh, that's terrible. That's a terrible example. Anyway, moving on. Getting back on topic. Fletcher, would you like to
list? Let's go number 10. Offensive lineman from Buford, Devon Millsap.
Yeah, he has offers from Ole Miss, Oklahoma State, South Carolina. I'm sorry, not from Georgia. He is an offensive lineman, though, and I think that is kind of the merits. That's why he's on the list. For any reason, it's that, because he's probably never going to have an offer from Georgia if we're really going to be realistic here. The next nine do, though.
All right. Chris Dunkley, the wide receiver from Pahokee.
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 He was in Georgia 2 weeks ago, and
he's a friend of the program.
You ridiculed
actually.
Me for calling him a.
He's a friend of the show. He has stood us up four times, Marvin.
Twice.
Just to let you know,
his phone broke.
Friend
you
of the program.
You can't blame Chris Dunkley for freak accidents.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's a Florida silent. At least that's what they say.
He's a silent nod to Florida.
But Georgia is doing its best to recruit him. He did get
because everybody wants a 5'9" wide receiver.
You're crazy if you don't think the kid's good.
Jeff,
have you watched him play?
Jeff,
hold on, real quick. Have you watched him play? He's
no,
as good a receiver
I'm sorry.
As out there.
Unlike you and Alex, I don't get feeds from high school.
He's as good as any receiver out there. So you're crazy.
Computer. Jeff Luke from Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Yeah, this is an interesting one because he talks less than maybe any recruit out there about what he's interested in, who he's interested in. We know he's interested in Georgia. We know he's interested in Florida and Florida State. And we know he's interested in Tennessee because he just got back from a visit to Knoxville. But where he ends up, your guess is as good as mine. If I had to predict right now, 2 weeks ago I would have said Florida State. But now I'm leaning towards Florida because obviously they have the home field advantage and they're actually winning as opposed to Florida State, who is – in more turmoil than anyone in the country.
Now, George has actually signed one of his high school teammates. Also, is he a linebacker or a safety?
He is. He's
kind of like one of those hybrids.
A hybrid, but he's going to probably play linebacker.
Maybe a throw-in, maybe an attempt to an olive branch to try to get Jeff on campus at Georgia. Number 7, Michael Carlisle, linebacker from Jonesboro. Guys, offers from Mississippi State, Middle Tennessee State, and Southern Miss.
Yeah, and he's the only other guy on this list who does not have a Georgia offer, but I think that's crazy, and I think it's also...
I'm not sure he's good enough.
Really? But they need linebackers so badly. They've already lost out on Kari Ford, I was going to say Franklin, out of Connecticut. Jordan Hicks, the big-time linebacker who just earned his fifth star this week out of Ohio, has dropped.
Oh,
Georgia.
He must have earned a star. He must still be uncommitted, and they need somebody to talk about.
All I'm saying,
is that how he earned his star?
You can accuse them.
It is.
Any conspiracy, you can accuse them of any conspiracy theory you want.
I will.
Fact of the matter is, Georgia's been dropped from two guys recently, two linebackers, and they need linebackers. That's not a debate.
We'll definitely see.
Need linebackers.
We'll see.
And let me say this.
We'll see if this guy's good enough.
He's the best uncommitted linebacker in the state of Georgia right now.
Okay. Moving on, number 6, Ed Christian, offensive lineman, Lowndes. See, I'm not sure that he's even on Georgia's board because I don't think Georgia has a shot at him. I don't think he wants to go to Georgia.
Auburn. To me, it's all Auburn. Florida State's still in the picture because he was a commitment there, and so he obviously has some good relations with the coaches there. We'll see what happens in Tallahassee, but as of now, it's all Auburn. I don't think there's anyone else really in the running.
All right, a kid out of Tampa. His name is Terrence Mitchell. Loves him some Florida, Florida State, UNC, South Florida, and, of course, the Georgia Bulldogs. Georgia actually in the lead for this guy, if I heard correctly.
Absolutely.
Right?
He's all about early playing time. He can get that at Georgia. I think he is a Georgia lean right now, and I think he's Georgia's to lose. I think the only way he doesn't end up committing to Georgia is if number 4 on our list does.
All right, and number 4 is Cody Riggs, a guy that we got to see on the number 1 high school team in the country a few weeks back on ESPNU.
That is
Cody Riggs.
St. Thomas Aquinas, of course.
Right.
I made that reference earlier because they both play the cornerback position. Cody Riggs is just a little bit better, though. I think he also is very much interested in Georgia. Right now he calls Florida the leader. I think Florida is absolutely loaded at the defensive back position. Maybe interested in Riggs, but may look elsewhere. I'm not sure. I don't see him. I don't see Florida in his picture. I think he at the end of the day ends up becoming a Bulldog. That's my guess.
Well, both of these guys conceivably could come on campus. It's just a question of they probably won't both get to start at the nickel next season because I think Brandon Smith and Brandon Boykin are both your starters next year. Maybe one of these guys can play nickel and redshirt one of them.
And they're both definitely good enough to earn scholarships. I'm just not sure that Georgia has the space to accept two more players in that defensive backfield.
True. Very true. Very true. Jeffrey Whitaker comes in at number 3, the defensive tackle from Warner Robinson. Scott, I got a chance to listen a little bit to Warner Robinson play-by-play when I was driving back from the Northside Lowndes game a couple weeks back. And in just the about 7 or 8 minutes, this guy's name was mentioned 4 times. He was in 4 big plays. Jeffrey Whitaker's a beast.
Yeah, he's dominant. He had a slower season last year, lost a lot of weight in the offseason, which he's told us a number of times about as a guest on this show. He is a monster. The only apprehension I have for calling him a future Bulldog is that I think they only have room for one more defensive tackle. And I think the next guy on our list – is probably going to be one. It.
A guy you can actually see on ESPNU this weekend as ML King takes on Stevenson. Defensive tackle Michael Thornton.
Yeah, they're both dominant. Of course, he and Whitaker. I think, you know, and the interesting thing is not only are they both dominant defensive tackles from the state of Georgia, both looking at Georgia, but I think the team that Georgia's really going to have to fight against in both the recruitment of both these guys is Auburn.
I would say I'd say Jeffrey Whitaker has more of a lean to Auburn than the Stevenson.
I agree with you. I think Thornton is a lean to Georgia right now, and Whitaker is a lean to Auburn. And if Georgia had their choice, they'd take Thornton. So that works out well for both schools. I think one goes to Georgia, the other goes to Auburn.
And number one, Juwan James, offensive lineman, North Gwinnett. This guy is just dominant.
Yeah, he's amazing, not just at his position, but just as an athlete overall. We watched him on national television about a month ago. He was setting blocks 50 yards downfield and beating receivers to the spot. Just an absolute monster and a guy full of potential. He hasn't even reached his maximum potential yet, and I don't think there's anywhere else for him other than Athens. He just got back from Knoxville, but to me, you visit Georgia 2 weeks in a row, you're from the state of Georgia, you're the best offensive lineman in the state. It's rare that the Bulldogs are going to let you go elsewhere. Of course, he decommitted from Alabama. For the record, I have four guys on that list: Carlisle, Riggs, Thornton, and Juwan James, all ending up in Georgia's recruiting class.
There you go.
We will get to another commercial break. When we come back, though, another very special guest, Storm Johnson, the big-time running back out of Loganville. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
In case you're wondering, Score Atlanta is the ATL's only football plus sports paper and is available at all Metro Quick Trips, Kroger's, and Blockbusters.
Football!
We have something of a football team here ourselves, you know.
West Durham.
Tony Barnhart.
Len Pasquarelli.
And Vince Dooley.
The best local experts in college and pro football.
And part of the reason football lives here. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Smokers, tired of being told when and where you can light up? That's why I got SmokeStar. SmokeStar is the innovative new electronic smoking device that doesn't contain harmful ingredients such as tobacco, nicotine, or tar. SmokeStar looks and tastes real, but doesn't emit secondhand smoke or make your clothes and hair smell. It gives off realistic water smoke rings like traditional cigarettes. It's just like the real thing and can even satisfy your cravings. This is a cleaner alternative that will save you lots of money and will allow you to smoke without all the harmful side effects. Virtually anywhere. For a limited time, SmokeStar is giving all radio listeners the ultimate deal. They're going to let you try their product free. That's $100 value free. Stop jeopardizing your health with traditional cigarettes. Call now and get your SmokeStar for free. That's $100 value, but you must call now. 1-888-311-9944. That's 888-311-9944. 1-888-311-9944.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, this is your lucky day. Make that month, because it's Ford Truck Month, and that means savings on the best-selling trucks 32 straight years. And leading this herd is the Ford F-150. It's not just a truck, it's an F-150. Now get 0% APR for 60 months or $4,500 cash back on an 09 F-150. Plus, Ford Credit is there to help you with the financing. Or climb behind the wheel of an 09 Ford Super Duty and save mucho dinero with 0% APR for 60 months or $5,000 cash back. Hey, this is the original, the one and only, the real deal. So to hit it big on every built Ford Tough truck, forget Vegas. It's Truck Month, only at your local Ford dealer.
Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit financing. 60 months at $16.67 per month for $1,000 finance with 10% down. Cash back includes customer cash and retail open bonus cash. Not available on F-150 regular cab and Raptor. For all offers, take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 10-509. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
It's here, Atlanta. Sprint brings you the first and only wireless 4G network from a national carrier. So now you get 4G speeds up to 10 times faster than 3G. It's faster than anything wireless available from AT&T or Verizon. Right now, a woman in a coffee shop is streaming four HD videos at once. One for each of her espresso macchiatos with a double peppermint shot. Just plug the Sprint 3G 4G mobile broadband device into your laptop for blazing fast 4G speeds here in Atlanta and 3G nationwide. The only thing 4G can't help with? Atlanta traffic.
Come on, it's 2 o'clock. You have to be kidding me.
Pick up your free 3G 4G device today. Go to Sprint.com/4G, a Sprint store near you, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Welcome to the Now Network.
Average 4G download speeds are 3 to 5 times faster than average 3G speeds. Coverage not available everywhere. 4G available in limited areas. Speeds vary. Ends 1/9/2010. Business accounts only. Excludes taxes and Sprint surcharges. Subject to 2-year agreement. Up to $36 activation. $200 early termination fees. Credit approval and deposit restrictions apply. See store for details.
I feel like such a statistic. I got laid off a few months ago. Almost as bad as losing my job is losing my health insurance benefits. So I signed up for COBRA, but it's so expensive. I don't think I can afford it much longer. But my family needs health coverage. I'm stuck.
Aetna can help. Our individual health insurance plans may include similar benefits to what you have now with COBRA for less money. With lower premiums and lower deductibles, Aetna's affordable plans can help your family stay insured. Call 1-888-399-7171 and we'll help you determine the right coverage to maximize your savings. Call 1-888-399-7171 today and we'll also send you a free award-winning reference guide to health benefits that includes practical ways to save. We want you to know. Aetna. Health insurance plans are underwritten, offered, and administered by Aetna Life Insurance Company directly and through an out-of-state blanket trust. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. These plans are medically underwritten, and you may be declined coverage in accordance with your health condition.
The Hot Morning Show.
Mayhem in the AM.
The embattled Bobby Bowden.
You know what you have to do? You have to say, hey, that is the nature of the job. I am not the first guy this has ever happened to. I'm not the only guy that ever had a son that happened to. In fact, I've had 3 sons. That's happened to, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just the nature of the job. If you don't like it, get out. And I'm still in it.
The Hot Morning Show.
Morning 6 to 11.
Hot Morning Show.
On 790 The Zone.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to the Sal's only all-recruiting radio show, which makes us the very best in the business. Of course, that's Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Score Atlanta and Georgia Public Broadcasting webcast a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com. This week, Petrie Ridge against Collins Hill. And you know what? Scott, we've got a phone call.
Yeah.
Before we get to Storm Johnson.
If we get to Storm, we're having trouble reaching Storm. But we'll take Troy, right?
Let's go up to Troy. Troy wants to comment on the Valdosta coach getting fired. Troy, welcome to Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Guys, great show. I appreciate what you guys are doing. I almost drove off the road about 10 minutes ago coming back with my to-go order when I heard the news out of Valdosta. And I'm assuming, I asked your screener there, was this an emergency board meeting all because based on Friday night that they get rid of Coach Tomberlin?
You know what? We don't have that much information, but whether or not they were thinking about it before then or not, I don't know. But it sounds like it was something that's kind of been, kicked around for a while now. I'm sure of one thing: the loss to their biggest rival, Lowndes, in the way they lost, definitely did not help matters at all.
I'm just amazed. In the off season, I was a former baseball coach, and my wife and I like to watch Friday Night Lights, the fictitious show based out of Dillon, Texas, on Permian and all that. And we see the storylines there and the pressures on the coach. And she asked, does that happen? And I'm 41. And coach, former Georgia kicker Ken Braswell hired me at Henry County back when I got my start in 92, and I got to served with him a few years, and you always heard the stories about how it's different in South Georgia, and obviously with Rush Probst leaving Hoover and coming over there, and the success that Valdosta had, as I was growing up, and now Lowndes County's come, and everything's changed down there. I'm just flabbergasted. This sounds like something straight out of Friday Night Lights, where you lose to a crosstown rival, and all of a sudden you're gone. Is it that much different still in Region 1 in all classifications down there as compared to, look at Cecil Flo at Parkview. We're not screaming that Parkview's in a decline now. Noonan used to be fantastic when I was coming through. Griffin with Bohannon and all that, and you don't see that kind of change here. And I'm just kind of amazed that Coach Tomlin, if I'm not mistaken, got a few rings at previous stops, that this could happen. And what is the base salary down there as compared to coaches up here as to what you guys understand and know? Just try to make some sense of it all for me, because I'm just absolutely amazed right now.
Troy, I guess it just goes back to taking a look at what everybody else is kind of doing in that region. I guess the folks in Valdosta just feel like, perhaps they're falling behind a little bit of Northside Warner Robins and of Lowndes and all the rest of those guys. Like you said, with the new coach up there at Colquitt and with Coffey and the rest of them, They just feel like they're falling more towards number four, number five seed to struggle to get into the playoffs, whereas they're used to that rich tradition down there. And don't they call Valdosta Winnersville?
Absolutely, yeah. Nation's winningest program. But correct me if I'm wrong, maybe you guys have some history. When Lowndes County opened, did they redraw the lines? And
they took some of the players. That's incredibly true. They took some of the neighborhoods. But
and in doing so, you take some of the booster money as well. And I think that's what's benefited Lowndes County, at least from what I can gain from the outside looking in.
What's really amazing, Troy, is that you've kind of seen what was a trend at the professional and college level, and that is if you're not winning now, you're not going to be here very long. You've seen that trend trickle down to the high school level, and not just football, but in other sports. And it's really incredible because high school sports was once about not just the athletic aspect of it, but about education and about mentoring young individuals. And it's become all about winning. And you're seeing coaches getting fired for not winning. And you know, it's just a new trend at the high school level.
That's a sad.